How am I feeling? No, it hasn't sunk in whatsoever. And in fact, I mean, I've known now for 5 weeks. I got a letter 5 weeks ago, and you know how I've managed to keep it a secret for that long. It's certainly not been an easy one. And on one hand, I wanted to tell everybody about it. I was so excited. But a part of me was thinking, actually, until I see the full list and my name in print, I wouldn't actually believe it. So actually, when I got your call, I thought, yes, it's right, Jo. You know, you are going to be awarded an OBE. So yeah, I just feel very, very honoured and over the moon, really. It's just beyond all my expectations. And I just think I feel very fortunate, really. I've been able to do a job that I really enjoy. And, you know, and it's really been good that I've been able to have a positive impact. But, you know, nobody can do anything on their own. You know, even if you're leading, it takes more than one person to make things happen. And I've been fortunate to work alongside some really amazing people, you know, both my team and with public and private sector partners. And we've collectively, you know, we've done a lot of good for the county. And I just feel very honoured that I've been rewarded in this way.
It was only a few years ago, 2017, when you received the Outstanding Contribution to Business in Kent at the KEBA 2017 Awards. How much do you feel you've achieved throughout your career?
It's always very difficult to look back at, you know, at your own achievements. It's always easier to recognise achievements in others, I think, than in yourself. But, you know, I think collectively, and if I just look at the Chamber, when I first started at the Chamber, you know, it was just a town chamber. You know, it's now a county-wide sort of business support organisation, representing, you know, 61,000 employees across the county. And so I think that's been something that I've been very proud of. I think another thing I've been very proud of is the work that you know, I and others do on the representational side, working on the Southeast Local Enterprise Partnership Board and the KMET Board, you know, really ensuring that wherever there's a key decision is going to be made, that actually the voice of business is heard. And yeah, I get a lot of satisfaction ensuring that the voice of business is taken into account in key decision making that's going to affect the businesses across our county.